Hello, my name is Lizzie Evers. I'm the presenting author from Sam Houston State University for the Consumers of Texas Alternative Agriculture, A Brief Study of Preferences and Beliefs. In recent years, more and more consumers want to know where their food comes from, who grows it, and how it's produced. And they are concerned with questions such as, is it sustainable? Is it healthy? This has paralleled an increase in what we'll call alternative agricultural production. This includes smaller farms, especially where the grower has direct contact with consumers, local, organic, and many other niche operations. To better understand the Texas consumers of alternative agriculture, a survey was created. The objectives of this research were to determine how consumer beliefs affect purchasing choices and to ascertain the viability of substituting local for organic in terms of lowered input costs and labor, but with similar output costs. Between June 15, 2015 and July 31, 2015, a Google-based form survey was sent to approximately 250 individuals who elected to receive such emails, as well as distributed through an email newsletter managed by the Texas Department of Agriculture. This newsletter reaches approximately 20,000 residents. 104 consumers responded to the anonymous survey. These respondents tended to be well-educated females between the ages of 26 and 55, with an annual household income in excess of $50,000. Respondents were divided by preference for local production or organic production. There were differences between consumer beliefs and demographics based on this preference. Not surprisingly, consumers believed their preference was better in regards to health, safety, sustainability, and what is best for the environment. Those that preferred organic were older, received more education, and had a higher household income. Participants also differed in their definition of local based on their preference. Those that preferred organic defined local as within 50 to 150 miles, while those that preferred local defined it as within the state of Texas. However, there was no difference in participants' willingness to pay more for their preferred production. Both were willing to pay up to $2.39 more per pound for steak and up to $1 more per pound for tomatoes under their preferred label. This suggests that the two groups are distinct and thus require marketing efforts to be concentrated on the target sector, and that local may be a valid substitute for organic in terms of lower input costs with similar output costs. These results also show that consumers are willing and able to vote with their food dollar and that this has impacted Texas agriculture. I would like to thank the audience and give a special thanks to the Texas Department of Agriculture for their participation in the conducting of this research. Funding to assist this project has been made available through a USDA Capacity Building Grant. Thank you.